B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You said in your message to us that you're in a long-distance relationship with Jeff.
Yes. So me and my boyfriend, we live together, but he's always on business trips, and he'll be gone for, like, you know, 3-2 weeks at a time. And so he's in New York right now for a business trip, and he's been there. His hotel trip is, like, 3 weeks long. But I just am really suspicious of his friends. Like, I really hate, like, everyone that he works with, just, like, their whole crew. There's, like, a lot of women, and they all just seem to care about going out, about the happy hours, than about the actual work.
So do you think you have any, like, evidence that leads you to believe that he's cheating? Like, has he done anything recently that you're like, that's really weird?
Well, there was this one thing. So about, let's say it was like 2 nights ago, I get a phone call. And so I thought it was Jeff calling me, you know, to say goodnight and whatever. And I pick up the phone, and it's this girl, Carrie. And she's like hammered out of her mind. And she's like, Heather, oh my God, we miss you. Like, we wish you were here. And I'm like, how, like, this is, like, okay. And then she doesn't hang up the phone, and I can hear, you know, everything going on in the background. And then at first they're like talking and stuff, and I can like hear Jeff and her talking. And then all of a sudden, like, the talking stops. And then I just hear like noises, like it's like they're like, you know, making out or something. And then I couldn't listen.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what noises? Like,
I don't, you know, I know everyone's like kissing sounds different, but to me that sounded a lot like kissing.
Really?
Hmm.
And then how long did you listen?
Like a minute and a half.
Wow. And they never hung up?
No. I guess she was so drunk she just like forgot to hang up.
All right, well, let's give him a phone call and see where this goes. Remain quiet and make sure you don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay? Because that could say a lot about what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Flowers for You with some awesome news. One of your friends put you up to get a free dozen red roses during our promotion this month. We're doing a get a dozen, give a dozen. And one of your friends sent a dozen roses to someone they love, and they want you to be able to send one too free of charge.
Totally free. Like, I don't have to give you a credit card or nothing like that, right?
No, sir. We do ask that you tell somebody about our services, but like I said, it's just a monthly promotion that we do.
Okay. So it's free, and I don't have to sign up for anything. I have one other question, because this is kind of a crazy moment in my life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sure.
Can y'all deliver to New York?
Yeah, we're a nationwide company. We can deliver to New York.
Okay. All right, cool. Sounds good. Okay. Yes, I'd like to deliver some roses.
Okay. And who would you like to deliver those roses to? I just need the name.
Okay. For the card, like stuff, or the signing part?
I can put a card with it, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Great. On the card part, you can put to Care Bear, you are utterly crazy, but I love you anyhow.
Okay. Oh. My God, Jeff, you bag. Are you kidding me?
Who's Care Bear?
Are you kidding me?
Heather?
Yep, that's Heather. Jeff, you're on More of the Roses on the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I knew it.
I should have not answered the phone.
No,
So you're cheating.
All of your trophies, everything going out the window. Everything out the window. I'm deleting your DVR. Everything. I cannot even believe you right now.
You say you're deleting his DVR?
You know what? I don't even care at this moment. You are so controlling. I have never in my life cheated on somebody. But it took basically 10 people to tell me I needed to move on. And I am utterly, first off,
are you joking?
I'd be really mad if you destroyed my trophies. I worked very hard for those. I worked my whole life to get those when I was a kid. And they are,
wow,
I was proud of us. Know that now. But this is just ridiculous. So you basically called radio guys to call in and try to catch me cheating. And you guess what? You caught me finding out that I'm into somebody else now. Yes, you got it. You win. Hooray, Heather. Good for you.
Wow, I can't believe I'm to blame for catching you cheating. Of course it's my fault. Of course it's my fault.
You always thought I cheated. Like the first week we dated. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to go spend all of your gas points at Harris Peter.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ted, that War of the Roses between Heather and Jeff. Heather heard something on the phone in the background, which she asked us to do a War of the Roses, and Jeff, he ain't good. He's cheating.
Jeff was in New York on a business trip and ended up cheating with a coworker named Carrie and basically owned up to it. But the cheating, when the phone, they didn't hang up the phone, so the conversation kept going, and then all of a sudden she said it got quiet, and then they just heard this.
Don't make that noise.
Yeah, it's awful.
Ew.
Stop. We're fine. We get it. No.
Stop.
That's what they heard.
Now, what's getting a lot of feedback from this War of the Roses is the revenge that Heather starts saying that she's going to do to Jeff.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Did you guys take note on what
I know
she's
one
going to
was
do?
She wanted to use all his points for Harris Teeter gas.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other one was.
Area code 980 said, best revenge ever. Quote, I'm going to spend all your gas points at the teeter. That was one. She's throwing away his trophies.
Which that should have been done a long time.
His wrestling trophies. That's another one. And she's going to delete his DVR.
Ooh.
Oh, the DVR.
Yeah.
I mean, now in the world of, like, you can stream anything, though, is that really revenge?
I don't know. I have my DVR. I'm very crazy about what I have on there.
Yeah, especially shows that aren't active, like old shows, and you want to save them on there. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, like a lot of kids' shows, like Dean. We watched Wizard of Oz the other day. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I save it. So here's what we need to know from you. You got to jump on the phones and get into this conversation and tell us, how did you get revenge on a cheater? What did you do? How did you take revenge on the cheater in your life? Your calls right now. Heather in our War of the Roses is going to use all of her man's, well, now her ex, cheating man, all of his fuel points at Harris Teeter while he's in New York on a business trip. Yep. What did you guys do?
Let's talk with Tracy in Kings Mountain.
Hey. Hi. I actually stole his car.
Really?
How did you sell his car?
He went out of town. I had to sell. I sold it.
Now, were you on the title as well, or is it strictly his car that you sold?
I was on it also.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a really funny video of a guy who cheated, and same situation, Tracy, where him and her owned the car together, and she's like, I'm in the mood to destroy my own vehicle. And she just goes out there and just destroys the car.
Holy cow. What did he say, Tracy, when he found out?
I don't know. I've not heard from him.
Wow. That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
He was like so upset and scared that he was like, you know what? I'm just not going to deal with it.
He must have done something really wrong.
Yeah.
This is Emma in Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Emma, how'd you get back at a cheater?
So, basically, I played the long game. I didn't know how I was going to get back at him at first, but I figured it out. About 6 months down the line, I told myself, I'm going to make him think his current girlfriend is cheating on him. So, I texted him from a friend's number, and I said that I had seen his girl in the club giving another guy her phone number and, like, making out with him. So... I you know, obviously he didn't know it was me, but then I saw on Facebook a few days later that they had broken up.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Emma. When you texted him that his other girlfriend was cheating, did you notice him acting different around the house? Like, did you guys, I mean, did you notice that he was being strange because he was upset that his other girlfriend was cheating?
Oh, no. We had been broken up at this point. So I texted
him.
Okay,
so that was just revenge.
Later.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The
cool.
Long game.
Thanks,
I'm
Emma.
A big fan of the long game, by the way.
What is that? Just not quick revenge? You
yeah,
drag
it's
it out?
Just like waiting for your moment.
Okay.
That's great. Okay. This is Victoria in Concord.
Hi. So. I was dating this guy, and turns out he cheated on me with my best friend. And when I found out, I poured Coca-Cola down his gas tank and watched it lock up.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I knew if you put a like a rubber glove or a balloon in somebody's gas tank, then that destroys
or
their
sugar.
Engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It did.
Coke,
that's what
I heard. Coke works, too. Thanks. Got a text message from 616 who said, we had a zip line at my parents' house, and when he got to the bottom waiting for me to unhook him, I let him sit there for 30 minutes and then walked down and screamed at him. So he was hanging on the zip line.
And you just have to listen to
and
it.
And you have to listen.
This isn't funny. Let me down.
My ex-fiance told me, quote, he needed to go find himself. He found himself with the locks on the doors changed the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.